have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Everything. a blessing. It's only you. Oh, how you reign in my life today. I choose you, Jesus. It's only you.
It's you, it's you, it's you.
What more can I ask for? It's only you.
You gave me love.
Love, love, love.
So
love.
I can show it's you. There's none like Jesus. It's only you.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God all the praise, glory, and the honor. I know I've been a little skimpy here and there, had a lot going on this side, but I always tried to stay connected as best we could. But I want to say thank you for tuning in from wherever you are on, whatever time you check this out. We give God all the glory and the honor. And this is the Loretta Petit Show. Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Been very, very prayerful about the podcast and the things that we would like to do, I think, going forward in the very near future, because I'd like to, of course, bring more talent on board with me to share with you some of the giftings that God has deposited into their spirit, into their lives. And that's always so very cool when we can sample what God is doing, you know, just straight across the board here. But before we get any deeper, we're going to talk about respect today. But let us pray. Father God, we come now to thank you for today, for your blessed air that we breathe, oh God, for the eyesight you have given us, God. We thank you for the wonderful relationships in our lives. We thank you for our dear family members who you handpicked. We didn't pick them, but God, we thank you for them, whether they act out at barbecues or whether they're just loving and kind and a good warm place to land when life has beat us up. From one spectrum to the next, we thank you, God, for our family. We thank you for our dear friends who drop what they're doing to come and see about us in our times of urgencies and emergencies. Oh, God, we thank you. And sometimes we don't thank them enough, oh, God, because we have to recognize that it is a sacrifice sometimes when we call on our friends. It's not always comfortable. But, God, we thank you for those friendships. We thank you for this podcast. And we ask, oh, God, that you allow it to continue to blossom and grow and to be all that it can be in you. So, God, we give you praise now. And for my awesome producer, her hands are full. She's got a lot of things that she's doing, oh, God, from the kingdom, and we know that people are being blessed. So please bless Kimmy Kim in a very, very special way. Dear God, we give you thanks now. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, I'm Loretta Petit. I'm your host, and I'm going to be with you just for a few more minutes, I guess, until around 6 or so. I did take a little break from what I was doing because Thursdays at this time can catch you doing all kinds of things, right? But I always have the podcast on my mind and in my heart, and that includes you and you and you, and I'm grateful. So I do want to invite you to join us on Monday nights for prayer. We have an absolutely awesome prayer line. I wouldn't say it if it were not so. We had a powerful resident psalmist who stuck it out. She stayed with us. I want to give a shout out to Singing Lisa today. She has gotten very, very busy at work, and I know she's going to come back and see us when she can. And that's because people are not applying for these jobs, and Lisa has to work like 2 and 3, you know, spots. You know, some of you may have to do that too because people are not coming to work and not committed and things of that nature. But she is such a powerhouse and such an anointed blessing. But otherwise, the people that are there and also committed, they bring so much energy to the table. We have a wonderful time on Monday nights at 9 p.m. So I'm about to give you the phone number to dial in. So grab a piece of paper and a pen or something, because in these times we need to pray. In these times we need a word. In these times we cannot allow ourselves to go without some God energy. We need some God energy, all right? So if you're ready for the number to check us out at 9 p.m. Central on our prayer call, you can dial in at 302-202-1119, and the code is 781-350. Now, I know you can, you know, rewind or whatever when it is available, but because somebody may not have caught the whole number, I'm going to repeat it again. The number to call in is 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. I want to give a shout out once again to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, to the Elation Magazine family, and of course to everyone who check us out day to day, week to week, because there's a plethora of podcasts under the umbrella of Elation Radio, Elation Magazine. I'm just grateful to be one of them. And we're going to talk about respect in just a minute. Now, listen, if you want to reach out to me, you can send your email to Loretta Reviews. Reviews is R-E-V-I-E-W-S, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I look forward to corresponding with you. So let's look at this thing called respect. It's a high-ticket item. Everybody can't reach the top shelf and get it, maybe because of their upbringing or because they just have a dark spirit, dark heart. And what do I mean when I say that? I mean, they just struggle with respecting others. Some struggle with respecting themselves. And again, I believe it has a lot to do with upbringing. Sometimes we're not reared in the way where we understand respect. You can look on your job and you can see how people act, how they react, how they respond. And you can know for yourself that, oh, wow, this person doesn't, you know, respect others. They don't know how to talk to people. Come on now. I'm not out here seeing this alone. I know you guys are seeing it. So there are several definitions we can give to the word respect. But the one I think that's most general is having due regard for the feelings, the wishes, the rights, or the traditions of others. Having due regard for the feelings, the wishes, the rights, or the traditions of others. So one of the sentences I want to give you as an example of what people are seeing and experiencing, and I believe you are too, that sometimes we can say young people lack respect for their parents. Sometimes we can say leaders lack respect for their followers, or bosses lack respect for their office workers. We could say that some races, some people of a different race, lack respect for people of another race. So we have a respect problem in America. Now, I don't know. I can't say in the world I don't know. But I think some things show signs of disrespect of others in our world. But in our country, we have a respect problem. We have a respect problem. And people are on different sides of the fence all the time, because nobody's going to ever be with you 100% of the time with your ideals and the things that you think, the things you believe. So you can ask somebody, you think we have a respect problem. In America, you probably find a lot of people that agree, but it's going to be that one somebody or that group of somebodies that's going to say, no, we ain't got no respect problem in America. We could say the sky is blue today, isn't it? And the sky could very well be blue. Most people will say, yep, I agree, the sky is blue. Somebody may come along and say, the sky is not blue. I see lavender. I see a lavender sky. So don't become discouraged when people don't agree with you about the respect problem that we have in America. But I look at it like this. We need to be the change we want to see. And so that means that we need to present ourselves in a respectful way with our situations and our challenges. When we go to a business and we smile and we talk kindly to the person behind the desk and they shout or say something ugly to us, how do we handle that in a respectful way? This is Women Winning at Life, from ministry to marketplace. How do we show forth the love of God, the Savior Jesus, to people who are unkind, people who are disrespectful? How do we do that? We all tackle things differently. We all approach things differently. We are different individuals. So we can't be so hard in judging that a person missed a beat or that they didn't get it quite right. But what we can say is, one of the things I love, and I learned this from theater, because do some of you know, I love stage acting, and I've done quite a few stage productions. But one of the things I learned, you don't want to judge people harshly because they react, but give them what we call notes. Here's some notes. Here's how you may want to consider approaching that situation going forward. And people who really care, they'll take your notes and they will see if there's some kind of way your notes can improve them. People who are puffed up in ego or pride, they'll probably tell you, if it happened the same way again, I'll respond the same way again. So everybody's, you know, wherever they are, but we have to individually look at ourselves and say, okay, this is where I want to be. We're never going to be perfect. We're always going to miss the mark, but God looks at the heart. He looks at the motives. And if your motives are clear and right, meaning that you want to do the right thing, you intend to do the right thing meaning what? What lines up with the word of God? That's what I mean when I say the right thing. God cares about us respecting each other. For it says in two places in the Bible, and I think they are in Luke and in Matthew, when the Lord says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. It's called the golden rule. So if you would have someone to be kind to you, because that's what you like. You like when people are kind to you, right? Come on, tell the truth. You like when people are kind to you. So be kind to others. You know, you like when people talk to you in a way that it's easy to respond to. You like when they're kind and pleasant. Let's say pleasant. You like when people are pleasant in talking to you. And you like when people pay attention to you when you talk to them. Then those are the actions that you should put on yourself. Everything you're asking God for, or even if you don't ask God, you're just thinking in your heart, I want them to give me favor. Then take it upon yourself to give others favor. How about that? This is how we can bring about stronger levels of respect in our communities, in our dealings commercially, or I want to say during commerce or market times. This is how we can bring about a stronger front of respect. Now, the other side of things is that I am not saying be walked on. I don't think God is saying that either. We get it twisted sometimes. We feel that because we are believers, it's okay to let people walk on us. I don't think that was ever God's intent. We have to know how to find our voice and how to use our voice. I don't have to use the ABCs and cuss you out with every level of the alphabet for you to get my meaning. Well, that was God's intent either, because that's corrupt communication. Read your word. We don't want that. However, I believe that God approves when we tell people that they were inappropriate with us. God approves, I believe, when we tell people that that was disrespectful. God approves, I believe, when we tell people you have coming across with high negative content toward me. You're coming across in from a dark space, from an evil space, and that's not why I'm here. That's not what I'm trying to, you know, to do. So I think as we understand Father God and the way he operates and what he has done and what he's doing now in the earth realm, we've got to understand the intent is not for us to be walked on, but the intent is for us to be civil with people, to use our voice, to say what we mean, and to mean what we say. We, in this day and time, I have seen, we over-exaggerate sometimes. We're very dramatic, and we don't want to take responsibilities for our own actions. But that's not cool, people. That's not cool. We need to own our own stuff. When we have wronged someone, we've got to take responsibility for that. If we cause a situation to erupt, we must take responsibility for our part in it. Even if we were victimized, but we brought it to the next level, we have got to take responsibility for that, taking it to the next level, not being victimized, but taking it to the next level of wrong. So respect is very, very important. In Romans 13, I found some words that I thought could possibly be helpful. And y'all have to understand, I have a phone where I put notes in, and it does stuff on its own, so please forgive me. It does stuff on its own. But in the Word of God, we find that respect and honor should be shown to everyone. I'm going to hop on over to 1 Peter. It says, even though our culture would say otherwise, there's a scripture in 1 Peter 2 and 17. We have to understand God's word rules, right? As many people today feel that you simply give respect to receive respect, but according to the Christian faith, we should respect everyone, period. So we should be the respect we want to see. And even if we don't get that back, we must still respect each other. There is just respect for being a humanoid, as I would say, for being human. Just respect a person because they are a person. Treat them a little better than you treat your dog. Treat them a little better than you treat your cat. I know you feel that they are parts of the family. But treat them better than you treat your pet turtle. Treat them better. The Christian faith is one that is to emulate Jesus Christ, to respect everyone, whether they show us respect or not. Amen? Amen. Leviticus tells us, don't pervert justice. Don't show favoritism to either the poor or the great. Judge on the basis of what is right. And when they're talking about judge, they're not talking about being judgmental, meaning damning a person, meaning sending a person to hell in your own eyes. Judging here means assess what is right. Examine what are the right choices, the right ways. Leviticus 19:16, check it out for yourself. We've got to remember that God doesn't want us showing favoritism, meaning that we do, all of us, are closer to some people than others. But when it comes right down to it, we need to stand up for those people that may not be in our little circles. We've got to say, wait a minute now. They're not here to defend themselves. But on their behalf, they did all of these things right. This is the only thing they messed up on. So when you go at them correct. Appreciate what they did right and only, you know, teach them on what they did wrong. But because they're not in your little circles, many times people don't speak up for those people. They don't. And that's not right. Respect the person when they are there. Respect them behind their back. This is what respecting others is all about. So in everything, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 says, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophet. Remember that. God is always watching us. And he's expecting us to follow his will, to follow his ways, to follow his word. That is important. Aretha Franklin said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. So go to your word of God and understand what respect is all about. Being respected by important people in our lives growing up teaches us how to be respectful toward others. If you had a great teacher growing up, if you had parents who were plugged in to what you felt, what you dealt with, what you were going through, these are the kind of values we pay forward. Respect means that you accept somebody for who they are, even when they are different from you or you don't agree with them. Respect in your relationship builds feelings of trust, safety, and well-being. I can't speak for you, but for those who call me friend, those who like to be in my company, those who like to be around me, I want them to always feel they can trust me. I want them to always feel safe, and I want them to always know that I care about what they're going through. It's about respect, y'all. And we do have a respect issue in this country. Prayer warriors, intercessors, let's pray about that. Because when we respect others, we treat each other better, we laugh with each other more, and we all gain. It's all a gain for us. So having said that, I'm going to close out. Just remember these letters, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, so important. I'm Loretta Petit, and this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I hope you join us again on Monday night for our Inspirational Connection Prayer Call at 9 p.m. Central. And let's tell somebody. We tell them about bad things. We tell them about, you know, gossip. We tell them about things that maybe on the negative side. But let's learn how to spread positive news. Let's tell people, oh, I enjoy that. Why don't you come too? I sample that. Why don't you sample that with me next time? Or let's do this. because this has been powerful. It really ignited something in me. It inspired me. Come on, let's do this together. Let's learn how to share good news, positive news, inspiring news, empowering news. Let's learn how to share. Will you share that prayer call information for me on Monday night, and will you join us? Will you share that you checked out this podcast with somebody? Could you just take and let them know how to receive this podcast? I thank you in advance. May God bless you and may God keep you. This is my prayer. Continue to enjoy the rest of your week and have a powerful weekend. Amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye.